Here we're going to briefly review some basic concept of observers and observer-based controllers. What's happening in a lot of applications is that we do not have the measurement of all states. So in that case, we need to estimate of the state variable. In other words, we need an observer. So an observer is actually a dynamic system that takes input from system input output and generally the output which is asymptotic to estimates of the state, a system state. The way we're going to estimate state is to try to make the arrow between the true state and the estimated state to go to zero as t goes to infinity. Now, it can be shown, we're not going to do it here, that an observer always exists if and only if CA is detectable. Well, actually, this is all we need, all we really need. Then, if in fact CA is detectable, then a full order Nuremberg observer can be constructed. The way we construct the Nuremberg observer is in such a way that we actually reproduce the system first, like x dot equal to ax plus bu. But of course, this will not really work because the initial condition may be not the same. So we actually need a correction term. The correction term uses the information of a measurement, an estimated measurement, which is the estimated measurement is Cx plus du, and the true measurement is y. So we take the difference and then use that to correct. And how do we correct? Is by choosing a suitable matrix L so that the estimated state will approximate or actually approach the true state. So the complete observer equation becomes Q dot, in this case, let's say we say the estimated state is Q. Is Q dot equal to AQ plus BQ, BU, which is the reproduction of the system, and plus in false term L and CQ plus DU minus Y. Now we choose L in such a way so that A plus LC is stable. If we choose in such a way, then it turns out the estimation error, X minus X hat, is governed by the eigenvalues of A plus LC. So the error actually will decay to zero exponentially if we choose A plus LC is stable. Now, once we have the estimated state, we can actually do the state feedback control by just thinking about the estimated state as true state. So we construct the state feedback u equal to fx. Instead of using fx, we're using fx hat. So we combine everything together, we get a dynamic equation, where this time is a feedback, dynamic feedback control. We denote that a feedback controller as KS. This controller is usually called the observer-based controller.